6:53 on Wisconsin's Morning News, bringing our friend and teammate from ESPN Milwaukee, Gabe Neitzel. Why would I wear that? Like, what sort of data am I looking for?
Well, so everyone's got tech stuff now. Everyone's got some kind of... Gabe Neitzel joins us from Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Did I not say
ESPN
his name?
Milwaukee.
You did, and then okay, and so... then we dove right into, why am I wearing that? Well, okay. Which, in fairness, could have been directed towards me because I can wear some wild stuff, but we were talking
about Eric's there. Hung up on the medical wearable tech that
I'm
gives you
debating.
Various readouts.
Yes, and everyone seems to have a thing, but... me. So I keep wondering if maybe I should be wearing something.
So I've thought about it just, and at this point I'm not incredibly active, but I still, you know, still play golf quite a bit.
Yeah.
And I know Whoop is the big one that's popular there. I think it's more of an armband. I think Justin Thomas wears one. If you see it, his sleeves are usually a little bit shorter. If he kind of pulls up his sleeve a little bit, you can kind of see the band. That kind of gives you, all the data that you're looking for. And I think from just some of the research I've done or hearing some of the live reads on different podcasts I listen to, the Whoop sounds interesting, but I'm also completely out on it because it gives you like your sleep data and like, oh, this is how rested you are. And this is how, and when you're somebody like me who sometimes finds themselves working past midnight and then I have to turn around and be here for a morning show, like, no, I don't need to know. You don't need to tell me I'm tired. I know that I'm going to be tired.
Bet you anyone listening right now, you're probably a little tired, right?
Well, we were arguing about this, not arguing, but... we're having a deep discussion a couple of days ago.
We fought, Gabe.
About NA. So Athletic Brewing is a big...
Does Eric fight like this? Does he like the old school?
Puts up his dukes.
Yeah,
no,
puts up, you know?
I grab hair and I bite.
Broke a bottle.
I scratch. I will do anything I have to do.
Dirty fighter. Okay, good to know.
But so
I thought Vince would be the dirty fighter, but I
digress. I'm small.
Whatever, that's what I thought.
Whatever we have to do, Gabe. But Athletic Brewing is doing very well right now because NA and non-alcoholic beer and whatnot is huge right now. Anyway, I brought up the idea of these wearables because Samsung's out with a whole bunch of new stuff now. Oh, what should you have? This or that, whether it's a ring that tells you how you're sleeping. And my point to Vince was, well, you can see how well you sleep when you don't have alcohol in your system. And his point was, well, why would I want to know that?
I don't want to know that.
Because I want to continue to drink
I want to have my whiskey.
But if you were to, if you, anyone who wears this will tell you that, especially like, you know, No Drink January or whatever it's called,
Dry January.
Yep. That like they'll see, like, your body attacks itself when you have alcohol in your system when you're trying to sleep. So my point is, do these wearables help with that? Like, if you're wearing a watch or if you're wearing a ring, are you able to at least see some things? Blood pressure, whatever it be.
But you asked if Gabe and I like wear it for golf. Like,
well,
we both
general,
play golf.
Yeah,
and I guess there's some helpful
crazy.
Information because as a golfer, when you get in pressure situations, you want to keep that heart rate down and whatever. But like, I know when my heart's racing, I know the breathing that you're supposed to do. Like, I don't need extra data to tell me I'm nervous.
That difficult 40-yard little chip over water. Yeah, my heart's going to be pumping a little bit quicker.
All right, okay.
But, I mean, I think all those things are helpful for people who are looking to get healthier. Like, I think, would it help? I'm going to be training for a half marathon again here coming up soon. I'm going to be running the half marathon, the lakefront one again. And as I start that, would this tech probably be helpful for that in understanding recovery time and the best times to run and do things like that? Yeah, I mean, using technology to become healthier. I think if that's what you're looking for, yes, these things could really help. But to Vince's point, if you want to continue to just bury your head in the sand and be like, no,
I want my
whiskey on Saturday night, then no, I don't want to know.
And I know 5 hours isn't enough sleep. I know this already.
I don't need an Apple Watch to tell me, or a
ring to say, hey, guy, you probably should sleep some more. Okay.
Yeah, and like, again, the benefits
don't tell
are,
me what to do.
Don't boss me, Apple.
You're not my real dad.
Information overload. I should say, for those who have like legit health issues or something like that, where you need to be concerned about that on a regular basis to, you know, stay alive, very helpful.
But again, sure. I think the real purpose of it is you end up seeing the actual, but like, you know, in your head, like, okay, I shouldn't get 5 hours of sleep. You do. But then when you see like the actual data and the benefits of it, it's supposed to influence you to
make scare you straight.
Stop making those bad decisions.
Right.
I prefer to live in ignorance. 6:58 on Wisconsin's Morning News. Erase that, Greg.